Mastering consistency. 5 tips to provide consistent food all throughout your restaurant. And in fact, if you have multi-units, this applies to you as well. Hi guys, my name is Hingham Stanfield and this is Making Dough Show. We keep talking about making dough in the restaurant business. My husband and I, we own 6 pizzerias here in San Antonio. And a question I get is about food consistency. How do we make sure our food is consistent throughout multiple shifts, multiple individuals we have, multiple restaurants? How do we make sure the food is consistent? So first off by saying, I am not perfect in this. Our restaurant's not perfect in this. And this is a process. And this is an area that we are currently working on. And it'll be an area that we will always be working on. It is a process to make sure the food is consistent when things are not prepackaged, coming out of a bag or it's frozen. Of course, things change a little bit. Even our water quality, you know, across multiple locations we have here in San Antonio really has been affecting our dough. The temperature of the kitchen can affect the dough we make in-house and things of that nature. But today I have 5 practical tips for you. If you're ready for that, these are the stuff that we work on, and I hope that is beneficial for you as well. First off is that the consistency with our food must be an obsession of yours. It must be an obsession of your managers. And this is something that you need to be talking about. It is incredibly annoying to be a customer. And this is what I tell our team. If you go hypothetically to a burger place and once the patty is this thick, next time you go is this thick, you know, last time you got 3 pickles, this time you got 2 pickles. You know how annoying it is as a customer? Nobody wants to be that customer, right? And obviously I mentioned the burger because a restaurant company that has mastered this, and obviously many of the chains, is McDonald's. Now, granted, they do have a lot of prepackaged. They have a lot of systems and equipment that they use that ensures their consistency. But the principle is what we're talking about. Consistency is important. It must be a priority. So if it is a priority for you as a leader, as a manager, and you are saying that you're obsessed with it, your actions must back it up. And what I mean by that is, for example, for us in a restaurant, in a pizza environment, it means that I personally, when I'm walking, it could be we're just visiting one of our restaurants. It doesn't matter, randomly passing by. I check every food that is being brought to the tables. I'm looking at that pepperoni. I'm looking at the amount of sauce and the spaghetti and meatball that has been served over there. I'm going to look at what pizzas are being cut. I'm always having side of my eyes. I'm looking at the food that we are serving. That is it up to standard? It's not Hingham's way. It's not your way. It is my way. But is what is our standards that we want to make sure it is being followed when it comes to food consistency, of course. So this is my question for you. Are you actually obsessed with your actions, or you're just talking about it, but all day long you're not seeking it? You're not actively looking for opportunities to make sure that the food is consistent and correct the issues, you know, when they're not on the spot. Now, I mentioned the correcting it, and I wanted to say nobody loves correcting people. You don't want to go back there and yell at people, wait, hey, 16-inch pepperoni, 15 pepperonis, and you put 17, or you put less, or this one had too much bacon, or this one had too much, or what is going on in here? If you find yourself correcting people too often, you're always going to be correcting. That is the part of our job, and we love doing that because we want to correct and for us to optimize to do better. That's not the point. What I'm saying is if you find yourself correcting people too much, you need to observe about your training system. How are you setting people up for success? That's an area of improvement right there. Because you spend more time training people up front and communicate that the food consistency matters. John, when you are supposed to put 15 pepperonis on a 16-inch pizza, are we on the same page? Would you not be annoyed if you come eat our food one time, you know, come and go get your pizza, and once there's 15 pepperonis on it, next time there's pepperoni pizzas? John, tell me, how would that make you feel as a customer? Well, I would only want to get consistent food. Fantastic, John. That's what you're going to do. 15 is what matters. If something matters in terms of, and that leads me to the portion control side, you need to emphasize the key points. You know, people don't count the pepperoni hypothetically. You want to make sure you emphasize the key points that matter for the food consistency with your team when you train them. Train more than correction is the style of management we want to have. We want to spend more time training, less time correcting. They're always going to be correction, but you know what I'm saying? So that was that. Next point is portion control. There has to be portion control guidelines. I cannot just tell a team member that's too much onion, too little onion. It's too vague. A person need to know how much is too much, how little is too little, because we have team members that usually put too much bacon and not enough mushroom. And I love mushroom, and they're going to view the same thing because they love bacon and they hate mushroom. That's not the way to lead a business. We have to have standardized recipes, right? So talking about portion control, is that an area of improvement? You want to be consistent. You got to have portion control systems in place, which leads me to your next point. You got to have recipe books. And not only that, of course, you have recipe books people don't read. because people don't read, sadly. You got to have those recipe books. You got to have those portion control written in that recipe book. And next, you'd need to have those visuals that people can see, not just the text. So for us, I need to have a poster up with the picture of this is the Supreme Pizza. This is the pothole pizza. This is how it's supposed to look like. So when I'm training a team member, I can refer to the portion controls. I can refer to the recipe book. And then throughout the shift, when I'm coming in and I'm seeing the pothole pizza, and I can say, John, look at your pothole pizza and look at that image. Tell me what's the difference. Does that seem like there's enough sausage on that pothole of yours? What's going on in here? Right? So they have to visually be able to see the difference. Just the portion control and the ounces or the number of ingredients won't be enough in this year, in this day and age where everybody's really visual in a TikTok culture. You know what I'm talking about? Look, don't get me started on that. That is what it is. So do you have visuals on the walls for people to refer to, for your managers to be able to refer to when correcting team members? When a team member has a bit of a doubt, is that two tomatoes on a small garden salad? Or is it three tomatoes? They can simply look up, see that image, and look back and make sure there's three tomatoes on that small garden salad and not two. But not least, the other tip I have for you is that, again, I told you this is a process. One of the things that I like doing for our restaurants is to isolate and select two to three things that we're all going to focus on across six restaurants that we're going to bring about consistency. I'm going to tell you one example that we're working on now. One of the things that we do serve is we have custom ranches. We have a Texas ranch that is jalapenos and cilantros in the ranch. Divinely delicious. We have a Matangas ranch, has fresh basil and fresh garlic. Oh my Lord, they're really good. Texans like to dip their pizza in ranch. That's another conversation. Now, one of the things that's been happening, going through different stores, we realize, wait a minute, this is a little greener. This is too spicy. This is not as spicy. Oh, because the jalapenos, you know, is this one using the seeds or we're not putting the seeds in them or not? Or the cilantro, are you using the stems? Yes, we're using the stems for the cilantro, but the fresh basil, we're taking the stems out because they're too woody. Each store, they were doing it slightly different. And so that was not a consistent product. You observe inconsistency in an item or two that you serve, then you're going to refresh everybody's memory. So we do retraining always. So you train, of course, when somebody gets hired and what have you, but we retrain all the time. You're like, hey guys, for the next week across the board, everybody, we're going to remind everybody and retrain everybody on our Texas ranch. We make sure it is this many ounces. The seeds, yes, they go into it. The cilantro, yes, with the stems. And this is how it looks like. We take pictures. We share those visuals across all of our teams in our management meeting. We bring focus to certain key food items that need consistency across the board. So even if a team member has been here 3 months, they can be like, well, I've been always using it this way because so-and-so told me, you know what, that's fine. We're retraining, we're re-reminding. Moving forward, this is how it's going to be, guys. This is what we're going to be doing. Let's move forward. And so this is kind of a little bit of that culture instead of, you know, correcting people if you find yourself correcting. And the reason I told you this last one is because if you already own a restaurant or multiple restaurants, maybe that is a starting point because I really want the video to be actionable for you and not this vague thing about food consistency. So this is my question for you. Do you see inconsistency in an aspect of the food you all serve? Maybe it's the quantity of the drizzle sauce. Maybe it's this or that, whatever. Think about two to three things that you see a little bit of inconsistency across the board in your restaurants. And think about how can you next week print out a piece of paper, take pictures of this before this and that, the final product, so you're able to provide visuals for your team to refer to. And how are you going to, you know, give that information to the whole team? You can send mass messages. You know, we use in our scheduling platform to do that. It could be that a video you send out to the whole team. It could be something that you print out, it's in color, and you have the name of each of your team members, and they have to initial it. So as a manager, I want to make sure I spoke with John, Susan, Tony, Riley, and there is initial. So Riley, you know that we talked about it. This is retraining it. This is how it's going to be. Do you have any questions about it? Do you see this is how the final product is supposed to look like? Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you have any questions, sir? Sign right here so you know. And so why do we do this team memo? This is what we do quite often, is to make sure a month from now, when I meet Riley again, I'm like, Riley, why are you not adding the stems of the cilantro in your Texas ranch? Oh, well, you know, because we've not been doing that always. Riley, last month, we had a retraining of the Texas ranch. I went over it with you myself, and you signed this paper right here that you understood, and you saw these pictures, and you understood that the stems of the cilantro will be in the food processor. What's the question? I have this visual up on the wall. You see the image? Do you see the full cilantro image going into the food processor? Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. So what's the question here? You signed it right there. Were you not paying attention? You see how easy it is to correct people when you have retrained, reset expectations up front. You know what I'm saying? So that's all of that. But as I said, Brent, this is a process. This is ongoing. We're going to always be choosing two to three food items across the board that we got to provide retraining for to make sure we are consistent. Tell me about your operations. Is this an issue for you? Is this not an issue for you at all? And what are your top tips? If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe. Like this video if you liked it. Let me know your thoughts on it. And if you're on the podcast zone listening, be sure to subscribe as well. It would mean the world if you leave us a review. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you so much. Bye.